It's hard to believe for many that March 2020 saw, well, the world going into lockdown because of the COVID pandemic. So we thought we would look back, chat to some people about their experiences over the past year or so, the positives, the negatives, and more. Now, today, it's son of Joe Kenny from Northern Ireland. So what has that previous year been like for you?
Oh, Alan, it's hard to put into words what this past year has been like. It started out, I suppose, certainly for myself as a blind person, it seemed to be overnight. Everything closed, like supermarkets had queues and you had to walk around the supermarket in a one-way system. And there's all sorts of, what I found, barriers to just everyday life and getting like a bit of shopping done. Now we've come a year on and that's not so bad now. I mean, I can certainly go to my local supermarket and I can get a bit of shopping done. And everything's become a little bit more manageable, a little bit more organized. And I think managers and staff have been a bit more considerate of, you know, people who maybe can't access their services in the kind of mainstream way. And people like myself who need to get assistance. There's no other way of doing it, really. And I think the world's finally woke up to this because it did take a while. I found at the start, the world just closed and anybody who couldn't see or couldn't access stuff in the mainstream way was kind of left behind. And it took a good few months for that to come right, I found anyway.
What about things like social distancing? Did that have any kind of impact on, say, your independent mobility?
Let's face it, it's a phrase none of us even heard of before last March. And I think it put the fear of God in most people, thinking like, I can't go near anyone. Let's say you want to go on a bus or something, which I've done since, like I've had to get a bus or a train. And it really does make you think, like, do you ask to take someone's arm? Is it unfair to ask to take someone's arm? You know, should they let you? I don't know. Personally, I'm of the opinion that with both parties, as in like myself and the person who's guiding me, takes a bit of common sense approach. Life has to go on. And whilst you should social distance, of course, when you can. But if you're blind and you need assistance, then I think as long as you're careful and you take other measures like wear masks and sanitize hands and things like that, I do think that that's, in my opinion anyway, that's fine, you know.
What about positives? Have there been any of those for you?
Good question. I suppose personally, yes. I've been in a bit of a journey, I think, whilst we've been locked up in our houses, and I'm a gigging musician. So that all obviously stopped when the pandemic sort of hit, bars and live music venues all closed. And so I had to diversify and sort of think, what am I going to do now? So I've been live streaming. I've been doing gigs online on Facebook and YouTube and that kind of thing. I've really enjoyed that. I have to say it's a real adventure because I've met online so many people who just love music and will watch and listen to your music. They're all over the world. I've had people from America, I've had people from Australia, somebody Canada, all different countries who have actually tuned in to watch my shows on a Friday night. And that's been good. Another thing too is I finally decided, I've been talking about doing some recording of my own music for so many years and been putting it off for one reason or another, you know, life gets in the way, etc. And I've just committed now that I am going to do it as soon as lockdown lifts a little, just to let me kind of travel a bit more easily. I am going to do that now, hopefully in the coming months.
We talk about sight loss, Joe. We often talk about issues around accessible technology. I mean, that's obviously been the way that a lot of people have now had to communicate and almost run their everyday lives, you know, shopping, keeping in touch with people. Have you seen improvements in that, or do you think you've almost been forced to learn new technology?
I've had to finally knuckle down and learn what it is like to shop online. I was never really all that good at it. I'm nearly embarrassed to say that I'd reached my age of 43 and never, whilst I could do a bit of shopping online, I didn't like it. But because through lockdown there, it was a necessity, I had to get it done. And so that's forced me to just knuckle down, learn these different websites, different supermarkets or different online vendors, and just get a bit more sort of au fait with the whole thing. I would have been so lost without the use of my iPhone. It just every day, it just does more and more stuff that I needed to do. Certainly then, with us all being locked in the house for so many months, Netflix and all the kind of online streaming platforms have been invaluable, you know.
We're looking coming out of lockdown at different paces around the UK. There's a new buzzword now, cool, coming out of lockdown. Are you looking forward to that, or do you have any apprehensions about it?
On the whole, I'm so looking forward to the easing of lockdown. I really am. I've just, whilst, you know, it's been great spending time with the family in the house and all that, but it's been a year now, and I think I really can't wait to get back to some level of normality, some sort of normal life again, and going out and visiting family and friends and going to shops instead of looking at everything on a website. I worry a little about going out into the kind of big wide world, and, you know, this whole idea of social distancing, which is necessary, and I understand it. But as a blind person, I think even before there was ever any mention of COVID, I think we all suffered from the fact that the general public, you know, it was difficult enough for them to get them to perhaps stop and ask, did we need assistance, or maybe introduce themselves to it. If you're walking in the street in a bit of trouble or something, or you needed a bit of assistance. And the general public, I suppose, for the most part, kind of ignored us a bit. So with the added message message now of social distancing, I think that's only going to get a little bit harder, and people are going to stand off a little bit further, maybe not come over and speak to us. It's only a worry I have. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but it's something I'd be concerned about.
My next question was going to be, what do you think would help you as we come out of lockdown? Would that be something which you think is really an important issue to address?
Good messaging and good sort of common sense approach from like ourselves as people with a sight problem, the health services with, you know, sight loss charities, everybody. Just instead of having a kind of extreme sort of message, you know, stay away from people, I think we have to modify that and have it a little bit more useful. At the end of the day, sometimes you cannot avoid going near people. That's just life. And so it's about other preventative measures that can help. I think that needs to be stepped up more. Another point that does concern me a lot too is I myself had COVID there some months ago. Now I was fine. Like I was one of the lucky ones in terms of I didn't need to go to the hospital or anything like that, but I was quite ill. But access to the whole COVID testing, and I find it incredibly difficult. It's something that worries me, you know, because obviously testing for COVID is going to be with us for a while. And I would like to think that it was going to be a little bit more accessible for people who can't see.
Joe, best luck for the future, and thank you for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.